This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How's everybody doing? The last 10 days of Ramadan have started. Inshallah, I'm going to be talking about the last 10 days of Ramadan in two videos, this one and the following one. And I'm sorry, my voice is about almost gone. Got hit by a really bad cold, but alhamdulillah. Now, this night, Laylatul Qadr, in which it's spoken about in Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِم مِّن كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. This night is a night of renewal. It's a night where you can restart all over again. It's a night of forgiveness. Not just forgiveness, I'm going to speak in a moment and explain to you what I mean by forgiveness. And we learn about this night, or what to say, from Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, when she asked Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she says, Ya Rasulullah, إذا أدركت ليلة القدر, if I live or know it's ليلة القدر, or you know, I'm living during those days, what is the best thing to say or do? And he said, أكثري من هذا الدعاء, like say this dua a lot. And what does the dua say? Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, truly you're the most forgiver, right? Most forgiving. Tuhibbu al-afwa, you love forgiveness, so forgive me. So the main theme here, you know, is what? Forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afoon, truly you're what? The most forgiving. Tuhibbu al-afwa, you love forgiveness, so what? So forgive me. Now, I want to talk to you about something. There's a huge difference between afw and maghfirah. Maghfirah, they're both in English, maybe have the same meaning of forgiving somebody, but in Arabic it has a very different meaning. Forgiving somebody is the idea when you come on the Day of Judgment with your book of deeds, and all your deeds are written there, everything that you did, whether it's good or bad. But then at the end of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically does what? He gives you satr. He doesn't scandalize you in front of everybody, and he tells you what? You did this, and you did this, and you did that, but I have forgiven you, right? So basically there's what? There's satr there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Af is very different. Af is when you come on the Day of Judgment and all that you did from bad deeds is gone. It's erased. It doesn't exist. But I recall I did this and this sin, but it's gone. You won't remember it on the Day of Judgment. There's af, it's a much higher level. How about if I did such or such sin? If I don't know, think of the worst thing you might have ever done. A lot of people do really bad things, right? It doesn't matter what you did. It's a blank white paper all over again. Whatever it is that you did, these 10 nights are the nights where you need to start and renew that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have a brand new start. Just a blank slate, blank page. Doesn't matter what you did. These are the 10 nights for the afu, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing written. It didn't exist. It's not like the maghfirah. Maghfirah is forgiveness, but it's still there. Afu doesn't exist anymore. It's time to put those hands up and get prepared and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to repent from whatever it is that you did. Whether you're backbiting, you're drinking, you're doing drugs, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's the night of maghfirah, Laylatul Qadr, a night of renewing that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes for you on the Day of Judgment for the maghfirah, and he says what? You know, سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَهَا أَنَا أَخْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. I've what? Covered you or not scandalized you in this dunya, and today I am forgiving you, right? Think about it. Can I go back and, you know, I did this and this and that? Doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's telling you, he taught us through Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha to say what? Allahumma innaka afu, tuhibbu al-afu, fa'afu anna. Repeat it as many times as you can, and inshallah, ya Rabb, you will be from those people. Doesn't matter where you came from, it doesn't matter what you did, but you can be from these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them full afu, ya Rabb, inshallah, full pardoning. Nothing exists. Blank paper. Fresh start for all of us, inshallah, ya Rabb. Inshallah, I will continue with you a little bit about goals and what you need to do in these 10 days, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.